This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Offers of help from abroad have started to pour into Morocco. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a phone call with his Moroccan counterpart to express Israel's desire to assist the earthquake-stricken country, quote, as much as is required. Gallant ordered the Israeli military to provide Morocco with humanitarian aid. Israel and Morocco normalized relations in 2020 and have recently moved to deepen their diplomatic and security ties. U.S. President Joe Biden said that U.S. officials had been in contact with Morocco to offer help. Turkey, which lost tens of thousands of people in a massive earthquake earlier this year, was among those proposing assistance. France and Germany also offered to help. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss sanctions against Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussion Saturday with Zelensky, said sanctions against Russia and specifically President Vladimir Putin will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
The long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Coco Gauff has won her first Grand Slam title at age 19 by coming back to defeat Aryna Sabalenka 2-6, 6-3, 6-2 in the U.S. Open final. Gauff was spurred on Saturday by a raucous partisan crowd that was loud from start to finish. Gauff is the first American teenager to win the country's major tennis tournament since Serena Williams in 1999. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit